Look at Esther chapter 4. Look at verse number 10. I'll give you briefly now. We took about 15 minutes with that. 20, that's fine. I was hoping that there'd be some good questions, and I hope that answered some of them. Verse number 10, again, Esther spake unto Hatash and gave him commandment unto Mordecai. All the king's servants and the people of the king's provinces do know that whosoever, whether man or woman, shall come unto the king, into the inner court, who is not called, there is one law of his to put him to death, except such to whom the king shall hold out the golden scepter, that he may live. But I have not been called to come in unto the king these 30 days. They told the Mordecai Esther's words. Then Mordecai commanded to answer Esther, "Think not with thyself that thou shalt escape in the king's house more than all the Jews. For if thou altogether holdest thy peace at this time, then shall their enlargement and deliverance arise to the Jews from another place. But thou and thy father's house shall be destroyed. And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" What a statement. Amen. Then Esther bade them return Mordecai this answer: "Go gather together all the Jews that are present in Shushan, fast ye for me, and neither eat nor drink 3 days, night or day. I also and my maidens will fast likewise, and so will I go in unto the king, which is not according to the law, and if I perish, I perish." Talk to you just for a minute here about making a difference. Dear Father, bless the reading of your word tonight and these few simple thoughts, and bless this church in these days. Thank you, Lord, for the interest of the people. I thank you for the spirit, Lord, of the church right now. And I just ask your will to be done in our hearts and in the will in the life of this church. Bless this short lesson to our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. To me, the story of Esther is one of the most encouraging stories in all the Bible. It's remarkable because it is the only book where the name of God is not mentioned. God's name is not mentioned in the entire book of Esther. But I don't think there's any book where the hand of God is more evident. His name of God, the name is not there, but the hand of God is just written almost on every page in this book. I will not take time. You know the story. Ahasuerus is a king. He cannot sleep. Well, you know, Esther comes in. Vashti, the queen, will not come in and dance at the drunken party. And so then they search for a fair young virgin to be the new queen. And Esther's made the queen, and her cousin Mordecai, who she grew up with, he comes to live near the palace, and he overhears a plot by some of the staff, some of the king's staff, to overthrow the king and kill him. And he lets the right person know, and he prevents that assassination attempt. And then you got wicked Haman, who's working his way up to the king. And he despises Mordecai, because Mordecai won't bow down to him. And so he gets the king to sign a decree and seal it with his signet, his ring, that all the Jews will be killed. Every Jew in Shushan, the palace, will be killed. This is a humongous geographical area. From India to Ethiopia, humongous geographical area. Every Jew in the entire realm of the palace will be eliminated. And, of course, that includes Mordecai, and it also includes Esther, who is now the queen. Nobody knows that she is a Jew. So here is the edict. All the Jews are going to be killed by a certain date. It comes down. Mordecai sends word to Esther that you must intervene. You must go before the king on behalf of the Jewish people. Esther sends word back to her cousin, Mordecai. The king hasn't called for me. If the king doesn't call for you, and you go into the courtyard, and if the king doesn't extend his scepter, you're immediately killed. I can't take that risk. I'll risk losing my life. He has not called for me to appear in the palace. So she sends that message to Mordecai. He writes her back and basically tells her, "Look, you're forgetting that you are a Jew. And if this thing is carried out, you're going to die like everybody else. You also may be forgetting that God might have put you in the place of being the queen for this specific purpose." And he said, "By the way, if you decide not to take the risk, I'm sure that God will deliver us through another means." I love his answer. Mordecai, a man of confidence and faith. And so that's what he writes back to Esther. So Esther writes him back again and says, "Okay, you're right. Have everybody fast and pray. And I'm going to go before the king and I'm going to tell him my request." And you know the story. She does that. And he extends the golden scepter. And Mordecai, the plot, Haman's plot is found out, and Haman is hanged on the gallows that were prepared for Mordecai. And that's a very short synopsis of the story. But I want to just give you three lessons about this thing tonight in light of what we're facing as a church. Number one, let me say this. Esther could not escape the consequences of inactivity. She looked at the risk of walking in there in front of the king without being called. And she said, you know what? This risk is too great. I cannot take it. So what she was choosing to do was to be inactive. But listen, folks, all it takes for evil to triumph is for good men to do what? To do nothing. Okay? What was at stake in her situation was her people, her country, her own family, her own life, and her own well-being. Now, those are important and precious relationships. All of them would suffer greatly if she remained inactive. Here's the thing. There might be some risk to becoming active, but the consequences of inactivity far outweigh the risks of activity. If she didn't go in, they were certain to die. Those were the consequences. She couldn't sit around and do nothing. Amen? And that is really the crux of what we're facing here as a church right now. It is the time for us to do something. We the commitments may not be adequate enough to immediately sign a contract and build. I've determined before God, the will of the church be done. And God's will be done. I'm not going to get an altar over this. I'm not going to go into a fit of depression over this. If the commitments are not adequate, we're going to commence the giving anyway in January for all who will, and we're going to start headed that direction. We can't afford to sit and do nothing. Okay? Because that's what we've been doing for the last, and I don't mean we've been doing nothing, but you know now for 3 years, we've just been going along, paying this thing down. It's not been a real financial push to get the building thing done for the last 3 years. But the time has come for us to take some action. We can't be apathetic toward the need. It's not going to go away if we just, you know, close our eyes. It's not going to wake up tomorrow and the need's not going to disappear. So it's, you know, are there some risks when you sign the note for $1.7 million? Are there some risks given the current state of the economy, given the future, what it might be, what it might not be? Are there some risks? Yes, there are some risks. And that's what's happened in our society. We want a risk-free life. That's why they tell you on the airplane, contents during the flight, the contents in the overhead compartments may have shifted. Be careful when you open the, you know, and why they print on your little coffee cup now. Caution, contents are hot. Well, of course they are, you know. But honestly, we're trying to eliminate every risk in society nowadays, you know. And now they're making it mandatory. You've got to have carbon monoxide things in your house. And I'm not against being safe, but honest to goodness, it seems like government's trying to eliminate every risk in life. You know, there's risk. There's risk walking down from here to Kroger. Some drunk might run over the road and kill you. There's a risk in everything. So, you know, just because there's a risk in moving ahead, we can't just say, oh my goodness, man, we can't take this risk. We got to decide. We got to weigh this. Okay, this is the risk of doing something, but these are the consequences of doing nothing. And you got to understand that consequences of doing nothing sometimes outweigh the risks of doing something. Y'all with me tonight? You understand what I'm saying? So we got to do something. You must understand, we cannot escape the consequences of inactivity. It's time for our church to do something. Okay? If we do nothing, that makes me afraid. If we just continue on in idle, then that makes me concerned. People that aren't here say, how is the church responding? And the one thing I say, they're not running around jumping over the pews waving their hankies. But I don't sense a spirit of depression either. And I don't sense a spirit of resistance either. It's very hard to come to church here Sunday after Sunday and walk around the building and not see something needs to be done. No, it's hard. It's hard to come to church here and not see that. I think it's in front of us, okay? So the church needs to take some action here because the consequences of inactivity, you know, whenever I get in a situation where I start thinking, oh, I don't know if I want to take that risk. You know what? You've got to decide what. Kent Hovind is in jail tonight because he didn't pay his taxes. If they don't change that sentence, he won't see the light of day. They sentenced him something like 124 years in jail. Now, Kent Hovind built that building over there. Helped build it. Kent Hovind has done creation seminars here for us. But Kent Hovind had a bone to pick with the government about paying taxes. He was adamantly opposed to it. I don't like it either, but I don't know that I want to give my life for the cause of not paying taxes. Now, if he wants to, he's an American citizen, he can do that. And if before God he feels like that's what really is important to him, I'm not criticizing Kent Hovind. You understand what I'm saying? That's his choice. Now, he's going to have to deal with the consequences of that, and it looks like his wife's going to jail too. Their combined sentence was like 244 years. It's incredible. But you're talking about not paying taxes for years and years and warnings. And you better take care of this. And this is what he decided he would do. You know. And you got to decide what is worth giving your life for. They put a gun to my head and said, deny that that book is the Word of God. Then I'll have to go to jail. I'm not going to, by God's grace, I'm not going to deny Christ or his book. That's a cause worth having to go to jail for. But every time I look at something and I think to myself, man, do I really want to take this risk myself? Do I want to put the church into this area of risk? First of all, if it's the will of God, it's not that big a risk, number one. Number two, I think about the country in which I live today. The fact that I can get in my car and I can drive anywhere within these 48 contiguous states that I want. I could cross the border into Canada. I could call anybody I want to. I could go apply for a job anywhere I want to. I can eat anywhere I want to. I have freedom. And I think of what I enjoy today. How about those 56 men who put their names on that document 200 plus years ago? And they risked everything and lost for us to enjoy what we enjoy today. Consequences of inactivity sometimes outweigh the risks of activity. Make sense to you? Okay. So Esther goes, this is too risky. And Mordecai says, you better consider what happens if you don't take the risk. So we must weigh that. And I think it's time for the church to do something. I have 6 minutes. Number two, I believe God providentially placed Esther in a position to make a difference, don't you? Out of all those fair young virgins brought to the city, brought to the palace, she was the one chosen to be the queen. You think that's an accident, friend? That is the providence of God. The providence of God put her in a place where she was there when the necessary time came. And I'm just saying, you know what? I believe in the providence of God. He handpicked her. Now listen to this. But not only hand-picked her, he hand-placed her out of all the fair young virgins for this time of need. And God still rules in the affairs of men today, and I believe God has placed the people here in this church to face this need head-on. Believe it with all of my heart. And I believe God has assembled this people, me and you here, for this particular... I believe that 12 years ago when we started the first project, I believe it for this project... I believe God has put the people in this place for this particular need. I believe that with all my heart. Somebody said Sunday, let's go out and talk to all the folks we do business with and the restaurants where we eat and the businesses and ask them to make a donation. Folks, I don't care if people do that, but I want to tell you something. I'm not banking on that. If we were counting on that to do this project, oh my goodness. Huh? No. I tell you what I'm banking on. I'm banking on God putting the right people in the proper place for the specific time. And I believe he's done that. Number three, the right people in the right place at the right time doing the right thing made a difference. Esther was the right person. She was in the right place at the right time, and she did the right thing. And that's all I'm asking you to do. You know what? In this case right here, don't mean to sound crass, but in this case right here, don't mean to sound unreligious. I hate being religious anyway. I hate that word. I'd rather be carnal, amen. But anyway, but in this case right here, I don't think it was time for Esther to pray about it. I think God put her there. His placing her there was so obvious. There was no need to pray. It was just time to do something. So he just told us to pray Sunday. That's right. I'm not saying what I believe with all my heart. It's not time for God's people here to pray, Lord, do you want me to be involved? That's not the proper prayer. It is, what do you want me to do? And folks, I promise you, you don't have to pick the burden up and shoulder it yourself and feel like, I've got to carry the load. You don't have to carry the load. You have to carry your part. Whatever your part is. And I promise you, if everybody just does the right thing, I believe this thing will happen. I believe God will make it happen, just like He made this happen right here. How can you not see the hand of God in all this right here? He had the right person at the right place at the right time. And praise God, she did the right thing. And I think God has put the right people here. It's just a matter of you and I will do the right thing. Please, I was encouraged two Sundays ago at the end of the Sunday morning service. How many of you are praying about it? Raise your hand. I don't know. Hands went up everywhere. That was encouraging beyond words to me. And last Sunday, how many of you are still praying about it and you had a purpose in your heart? And there was about half the hands went up. So that tells me that some people are decided. Some people are still praying. That's all I need to see. Because I believe God's people doing the right thing will make it happen. I believe with all my heart. Amen. I'm excited. Let's pray God's will be done. My life, yours, and the life of our church. Dear Father, may your will be done. The story of Esther encourages me because, Lord, the outlook was so bleak. Oh, it was horribly bleak. But, God, you were already at work, and I thank you for that. And I pray that, Lord, you'll continue to work in every heart in this church membership. Lord, may we do the right thing come Sunday for this project. Thank you so much for this opportunity, Lord. It is a risky thing as far as humanly speaking. How we look at it, it looks so huge. God, in your will, everything is fine. And I pray that you'll just bless us. Help us, please. Take every step according to your leadership. Thy will be done is my prayer. In Jesus' name. Let's stand, please. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Ladies, play us a song of the Lord. Just for a moment.